USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
College basketball season has officially come to an end as Kansas defeated North Carolina 72-69 to win their second national title under head coach Bill Self.
I'm so happy and thrilled for our guys and our school and our fan base. It was so special.
Ukraine President Zelensky has pledged to reveal allegations of war crimes against Russian forces in occupied regions of his country. Zelensky said more than 300 people were killed and tortured in the town of Bucha, a suburb near the capital of Kyiv, reflecting on what he describes as a hard and emotional day after visiting the area. Russia denies the allegations. Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination will be sent to the Senate for a full vote, despite an 11-11 tie in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. Jackson's confirmation is all but a sure thing, as Republicans don't have the numbers to block a Supreme Court nominee that does not know what a woman is because she's not a biologist. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Now that Elon Musk is a majority stockholder of Twitter, he's been invited to be on the board of directors. No word if he's accepted the offer. The cost of energy, especially gasoline for our cars and trucks, is the most expensive it has ever been.
The price of a gallon of gas broke records in many parts of the United States, and in an attempt to lower impact on consumers, the United States is releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day from the Strategic Oil Reserves. Andy Puzner is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants. He tells Fox News the president could do more for inflation and high gas prices.
All the president has to do is go out there and say, look, we're going to drill. We're going to approve these permits. We want funding for these companies that want to drill. We're going to put in pipelines. Energy prices would drop. The price at the pump would drop. If that doesn't happen, there's only one person you can blame, and that's Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
The International Committee of the Red Cross is reporting one of their teams was stopped during an attempt to reach Mariupol, Ukraine, to evacuate civilians and is now being held in nearby Manhush. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister said the Red Cross team was being held by the occupation authorities. Manhush is about 12 miles west of Mariupol, and the number of people from the Red Cross team was not offered to reporters. The Hunter Biden laptop exposes the Biden family's pay-for-play scheme and many other devious activities. As the fallout continues, President Biden continues to distance himself, saying he was clueless when he took his son to China on Air Force Two and returned with millions of dollars from communist Chinese. Former Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy Peter Navarro on Newsmax last night says to stop the insanity, Republicans must win big this November.
The boss is out there stumping for secretaries of state in places like Michigan and Arizona. It was those secretaries of state backed by George Soros who were instrumental in costing the election for the boss. So there's in Michigan, there's this woman named Christina Caramo. She will be a household word by the time the election rolls around. She's got to beat Jocelyn Benson in Michigan, who helped steal the election for George Soros and the Democrats. So this is what we're focused on. And they can trot out Barack and Hillary and whoever else they want. But at the end of the day, the American people in the polls show this. It's about the economy. It's about jobs.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.